This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Your official home to talk New York sports is WFAN. Call us anytime at 888-808-1019. The Fan, 1019 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
G-G-G-G-Unit. Good drop, Paulie. Got me on my 50 right now. Not backing down from these callers. It's Friday night. This is what it's about. People calling up talking about you're trolling. Talking about the Yankees using coupons. What? This is fun. Like, this is the spirit of rivalries and fandom and competition. And this is how we pass the time until we get back to America's former pastime. 888-808-1019. Cameron Maben will join us in about 10 minutes. Let me see if I can get these calls in. Kevin is in North Bergen. Kevin, thank you for holding.
How's it going, Keith?
Good, man. You got it.
I got two quick points for you, and it's going to go out for both the delusional Yankee fans and delusional Mets fans. And as a Yankee fan myself, I want to be like as critical as I can with this. So I was listening. It's Otis. And I don't understand the whole idea of just attacking Yankee fans over the fact that they got Juan Soto for $800 million. It's that contract won't be worth it unless you guys win.
You bring up a great point. A lot of these Mets fans act like they got him for a deal. Like he took less money to go to Queens.
No, you got him for, and again, we understand that we were also going to pay him $750.
Had to bend over backwards.
And we were bending over backwards too, and we were aware of the fact that he would be at DH in a couple of years. So don't act like you guys hearing that comment is a way of attacking you. No, it's objective.
He's everybody in baseball would have.
He's not a great outfielder, and quite frankly, it's not easy to play outfield in Citi Field compared to Yankee Stadium. So, and you guys better go to the games because Steve Cohen said it that you guys, if you guys don't attend, he's not
going
to be spending that money.
I'm pulling up.
So go to Citi Field if you guys want him to open up his check because a billionaire spending $800 million, it's not something that everyone does. They quite literally caught lightning in a bottle. And this is only for delusional fans, not like unlike your producer who's been very critical about the Mets. Another take about the Yankees. In terms of the beer policy, I'm completely advocating for it. I think it's great that they're allowing players to express themselves, unlike the Yankee unks that want to call in and say that, you know, the uniqueness is gone. Guys, the uniqueness is not gone. Yeah, we changed Old Timers Day. Yeah, we added a patch to our uniform. But you know what's unique about us? The fact that we have 27 rings and no one else has that. And they're not even, no one else is close. And that's what matters.
Yeah, and that's the fan base. And they sell out. And Hal Steinbrenner never has to ask us to come to the ballpark. We never left the ballpark. The creatures are there. The season ticket holders are there. The fans from the old stadium to the new stadium. Like, the tourists that pull up. The casuals that pull up. The party on River Ave. It's never going anywhere.
Quick little point before I let you go, Keith. I'm excited for the season. I like the rivalry that we have. We finally have, you know, prime time baseball back in New York. We have not had that in so long. And I know you mentioned a comment earlier about how Citi Field will be the future. I think it will be the future from a financial standpoint, because once you get that the casino running, once you get that park, the money is going to be pouring in. It's only a matter of time before Citi Field becomes a freaking amusement park.
Yeah, I hope so. People are going to be coming from all across the country to go there. I'm going to have a suite. I'm going to have a nice little spot over there.
It's going to be,
be on the tables.
It's going to be an adult Disneyland, and I can't wait for it. But Mets fans, relax. It's not worth it unless you win a ring. And you better work on that pitching staff, because right now you guys are looking like the 0-4 Yankees, and we all know what happened back then. So,
yeah, you ran out of pitching when you needed it most. Thanks for the call, Kevin. 888-808-1019. Yeah, that's a great. That's something that hasn't been said. There are Mets fans talking to Yankees fans as if Juan Soto took less money to go to Queens. You'd have a real argument if he actually was like, "Nah, I'm leaving. Nope. They offered me $750, and that's where I want to be." There's no argument when you actually add up the signing bonus, the escalators, the AAV going up when they opt out to, you know, $51 million, and then the fact that, like, I mean, he bought Brett Beatty a car. I guess Juan Soto bought the $92,000 Chevy Tahoe, but something tells me that Juan Soto is not really doing all that. The reports are like, oh, yeah, he did some report. Like, yeah, whatever. He probably just had somebody that Steve Cohen employs to hook it up, and it's all Steve Cohen's money anyway. 888-808-1019. Brendan is in Pearl River on the Fan. What's up, Brendan?
Hey, Keith. Love your show, man. You're doing a great job. I appreciate all the work you're doing there. So here's my question. So the last caller actually answered. I was going to ask your opinion on the Nike logo. The Yankees signed a contract a couple of years ago with their traditional uniform. Now they're going towards the beard. So the next question I have for you, your opinion, Keith, is eventually the Yankees are going to cross that threshold with an alternate jersey. So I'm a traditional Yankee fan going back to the 70s, growing up in the Bronx with Mickey Rivers and Roy White and the rest of the guys there. What's your opinion on the alternate jersey that eventually the Yankees are going to be discussing?
Yeah, it's all going to change. Cashman spoke on it today. He spoke on the fact, like, and I think Cashman, being a baseball historian and a Yankee guy, he's like, they probably push back against the Mother's Day pink hats, the Father's Day blue hats, the Veterans Army fatigue hats. There's nothing that they can do about it. Players Weekend, I think like 5 years ago, they had these like little league looking jerseys with nicknames on the back. The Yankees had to wear them. Now, they are the only team outside of the Sacramento A's, which makes a ton of sense, right? They're the only team to not have a City Connect uniform. The Sacramento A's, they just got to that city. They haven't played there yet. They just left their city. So what connection of a city are they going to put together on a uniform? The Yankees, they're in New York. They can make a sweet alternative. They've pushed back on it. No thanks. We don't want it. But eventually they might have to cave. There might be something in the contract with the league, with the Players Association, where the Yankees have to do that. And like you said about Nike, when they put that swoosh over the pinstripes, people lost their minds. And then when they bid on that Star Insurance patch, right? At least it's Star Insurance. It's somewhat clean. It's navy blue. But like, that could have been a McDonald's M. No, that would have been the Mets. They would have did the McDonald's M. But you don't understand what I'm saying? Like, all of these traditions are evaporating. As we move on to the future, everything is for sale. They put commercials on Red Zone this year. Thanks for the call, Brendan. 888-808-1019. It is what it is, folks. The almighty dollar and just, like, business. The facial hair changes for business. It's for future business. They got out in front of it. Instead of, and that's what I was saying, I was on it, man. I had a bunch of points about, hey, look at these kids. These kids are painting their nails. So one of these kids is going to, Yankees going to draft one of these kids that's really good, and he's going to be Goldilocks. He's going to say, I'm not cutting my hair. I refuse. And he's going to be empowered by social media and his parents and everybody else in society that says, yeah, push back, fight the Yankees. The Yankees said today, no, we're good. We don't want to get to that point. We'll start with the beards, and eventually they're going to have longer hair, and then somebody's going to have a thicker beard, and they're going to push it to a further extent. Then in a couple years, nobody's going to care about this. It's great to talk about tonight, but like, I think it's great because it's the Yankees showing we are the Yankees and we're buttoned up, but we'll undo a couple buns. We'll loosen up. We're the Yankees and we're stuck in our ways for the most part because we're the Yankees and we can stand on our 27 championships, but we have to evolve too. We have to evolve too. Mike is in New City on the Fan. Hello, Mike.
Hey, Keith, how you doing?
I'm good, thanks.
Couple points. one, I really respect what you do and your perspective on things, but you guys can't believe half the stuff. You have to be saying some of this stuff just to be drawing interest in calls, which I appreciate, which is the reason why I'm calling. This Met Yankee thing, it's crazy to me because I hate the Yankees because of their fans, like guys like you, that want to talk about Mets only care about us. But I have to listen to the show for an hour, and all I hear about is Yankee fans talking about the Mets. The bottom line is this. For 15 or 20 years, the Yankees have been the bully, and we finally got in the weight room, and we're ready to fight back, and you guys don't like it. So I think it's about time for guys to worry about their own teams and let things get done on the field.
It'll never be that way, though. You know it will never be that way.
But hey,
it ain't just me. The Lugauer was on before me. What did Lugie do? Evan was on with Tiki before me. They started the show saying that Juan Soto is the reason why the Yankees changed this policy, and they talked all around it, but like you know where it came from, and like there will never be peace. There will always be a back and forth. Thanks for the call, Mike. I mean, I'm keeping it a bean. I'm keeping it authentic. Some stuff is tongue in cheek. Some stuff is trolling. But I think I deliver the right tone when I'm saying something that I truly do believe. When I think something is facts, there's some needling, of course. But like that's what big brothers are supposed to do.
I don't hate the Mets. These are my Mets.
Yeah, I honestly don't hate the Mets. I just hate some of the Mets nerd fans. There's just some of them that are just annoying. Like I can't go too far online without being like, this guy again. I can't even, like, my friends love sending me, Reddit or Facebook threads. I'm like, do you understand? This is how the machine works. Like, yo, I was reading this, and this. I'm like, I don't care, bro. Nobody was writing that about me when I was unemployed. Nobody was writing anything about me when I wasn't on air. So, that's the thing. When you get your show or you get a podcast or even as I was talking to people live in the chat, appreciate you guys watching this now as we approach 1,200. I went from social media marketing being an anonymous person behind accounts like MTV and FuboTV and then working at Rock Nation Sports Agency doing player social media. And I hated being in those meetings where they're like, how do we go viral? There's no formula for that. Like, I didn't know I was going to have John Heyman on, crack some jokes with John. He wasn't going to like it. Viral, right? I didn't know that I would be in the Brooklyn Nets arena chanting, we want Boston. Put that video up and ESPN and Bleacher Report, all these people, like, hey, can we use this? Viral. I've got a couple of other things like that. But what I'm saying is you got to do something to break through. You've got to do something to evoke emotion, make people feel things one way or another. Otis called up because he was feeling something. Even Mike just now.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme. From serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I was feeling something. Good. It's good to feel. We're alive, right? Hello? You can hear me, right? Yeah. Cameron Maben's coming up next. 888-808-1019. If you're on hold, stay on hold. But I just think that this is important to bring in a former Yankee,
a baseball player that played in a bunch of cities, knows a bunch of players, to hear him speak on the facial hair policy, because honestly, he was campaigning on it before you heard me campaigning on it right here on The Fan. I want to give him his flowers. So let's take this break. We'll go get former Yankee Cameron Maben to talk about the Yankees removing the beard policy. KM to AM returns right after this.
Your official home to talk New York sports is WFAN. Call us anytime at 888-808-1019. The Fan, 1019 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Right back at it on The Fan in New York. My guy coming through right now. Former Yankee, but this guy played for a bunch of teams. This guy was an absolute baller in the outfield and at the plate. Cameron Maben joins us right now on The Fan, Cam. Thanks for making the time tonight.
Man, for you, you know what's going to happen. Let's go.
We'll get right into it, bro. I just queued you up saying that I need to give you your flowers because, like, I really laid into it this year after Devin Williams, but you were ahead of this. Like, you were with the Yankees in 2019, but, like, you being a former player, you having relationships with players, you doing a podcast, foul territory with former players, you just being in different clubhouses and being in the know, you were putting it out online and people were hating on you. And I remember replying, even my reply, I said, we can't change it. And I put specifically Cole and Judge could change it as like captains of the team. And
yeah,
then Hal Steinbrenner literally met with those two guys and your boy Stanton and they changed the rule.
It was beautiful. Not only did he meet with those guys, you know, Hal said he also met with, present Yankees, you know, and I think about guys that are around camp right now, Ron Guidry, Andy Pettit, you know, CeCe Sabathia. Let's be honest, Keith, you know, you're a Yankees guy, guys that towed the line on start day of that 5 o'clock shadow, right? Like guys that I don't think you're going to say anything to these guys before their start, right? If they got a little bit of a shadow out there. So, you know, and then for me, you know, when I made that comment, I think you being around me at this point, you know, everything I say is off of my experience, right? And these are conversations that I remember having with former teammates and former peers about, man, you know, like, if I had to go here, I might not go here because I like my beard and I like my locks and I like my hair. So, you know, it's good that Hal, you know, the organization has decided, hey, you know what? It's time to push the button forward. And also, too, I think, you know, like Hal said, too, like Brian, like, you know, Cash said, it's still a standard, right? This isn't, you know, Duck Dynasty. No offense to Duck Dynasty. I love it. Great show, right? But we're still going to, you know, hold it to a, you know, a standard, right? Clean cut, shaven. But some faces, Keith, you know, like I know, some faces are meant for beards, my guy. You feel me?
Yes.
So
yes.
I'm excited about it. You know, I think when you talk about money, when you talk about millions, I think that the normal fan doesn't realize sometimes when you talk about millions, some guys do have egos and they do have things that come into play where they say, you know what, I'd rather keep my beard and go sign somewhere else, right? Even with the nostalgia, even with the history of what the Yankees are. So I think this is a great move, right? I think Judge, I think Gerrit Cole, I think you still have some guys that can still hold it to a standard, right? This isn't sloppy. This is still the New York Yankees. So I'm excited about it, man. Today was a good day for me, you know what I mean? I felt good about it, and I felt good about it for the Yankees organization. I think this, you know, these are little things, but I think big things on the big spectrum of, you'd be surprised on how many guys might be like, cool, I can keep my beard, Vladdy, coming soon. I can keep my look, I can keep my flow, I can keep my swag. Listen, I had dreads. I don't mean to continue to talk too long, Keith, but this is real. I remember being in Miami when Dembo came into Miami, and before I signed the offseason, I had a couple offers, but I had previously been a Marlin, and they said, hey, you know, I asked those guys, will it be an issue with my hair? I know back when I was with you guys previously, it was an issue about dreadlocks, cornrows, dreads, whatever it may be, but I keep my hair neat. I keep my hair upbeat. You know this. We keep it professional. We look good when we show up. But I remember when I showed up to spring training, Don Mattingly was my manager, and he literally hated calling me into the office multiple of times going, Cam, it's not me. It's the organization. It's the ownership. He's like, I'm like, yo, I'm a notoriously bad spring training player. I just want to get ready for the season, and you're worrying about my hair? So, again, I think this is really amazing for the Yankees, the fan base, you know, the Spanish fan base, the fan base that it is in New York. You see beers lined up to the tee, crispy. So I love this, man. I love it.
Yeah, hey, I'm letting you go. That's why I have you on. You can speak to it at a level that I can't even come close to. I can relate to having the dreads, having the locks. I already told, you know, my story, my piece of it. But, like, you know what I leaned into last week, Cam? I went to the NBA and I went into, you know, college football. I said, Jared McClain, who plays for the Sixers, he paints his nails. They accept him for who he is and it's cool. But, like, 20 years ago, they would have been telling him, take that off. And even Absolutely. Ryan Williams. For Alabama, the wide receiver, he's got an NIL deal with a nail polish company. He's raking in money for the school and himself painting his nails, and he's a dog. No one can say anything about him. So what I said was there's going to be a young Yankee or a young free agent that wants to come to the Yankees, and he's got a social media following and presence, and it's a lot about his aura. Maybe he's got Goldilocks. Maybe he's got a golden beard or whatever color the beard is or whatever the hair. Who knows in the future, right? I kept projecting into the future. The future is now. They just got in front of it. They said, we don't need to have this issue down the line. It's been an issue behind the scenes. No one has really pushed back enough. Now is the time to end it. And I ask you about your son coming up, right? Your son has long hair. Your son could actually end up on the Yankees one day.
He wants to be a Yankee. He wants to be, you know, organizations that he holds, you know, at a high, on a very high, you know, threshold, the Yankees, you know, and some of these organizations, so not to cut you off, Keith, but you're absolutely right. And I think about these conversations. I think about these, you know, it seems like it's minute to some people, but you'd be surprised when you talk about, you know, and I use myself as an example. I remember when I had, you know, my locks going. I remember when you know, the Marlins called me and they, you know, they pretty much pressured me and cut my hair. And I remember, you know, okay, I've always been an organizational guy. I've always been a team guy. And I remember cutting my hair, but I also remember feeling like I lost a little bit of aura, right? Like, just to be honest, it sounds crazy. You remember the old story of Samson? He cut his hair, he lost strength. Like, there's something about, you know, the beard. When you see guys like Devin Williams, you know, as humans, as players, we do certain things, whether it's the arm sleeve, whether it's, you know, guys get tattoos, whether guys wear their earrings. These guys do things because it makes them feel a certain type of confident before they go out and compete, right?
Yes.
And then you call it superstition. You call it what I want. You call it habit. Whatever you want to call it, it's real. Anybody who's ever competed, right, the normal fan who's ever competed, they remember that lucky band, that lucky wristband. It's the same thing. Right. And I think people took it for granted because you associated with the Yankees. But at the end of the day, we're still humans. Right. So you talk about having a guy who, you know, you talk about the Latino fan base, for, you know, instance, the Dominicans. Though that culture is used to having beards lined up, clean cut. They're clean. But it's like, if you're telling the guy I can go, maybe if I got to sacrifice a few million to go somewhere where I could be myself and still feel confident, yes, it matters. And I applaud Hal for his comments. I applaud him for, you know, doing his due diligence, reaching out to people and saying, you know what, it's time to, you know, switch it up. It's time to, you know,
evolve
with the times, you know. So, but I also think you can still keep it a standard. I was a guy that played with the Yankees. They called me. My agent called me. Hey, you willing to? Man, I'm shaving right now. Say less. But I also, as a fan and sitting around my peers, have been amongst conversations where guys are like, "Screw that, man! If it comes down to it, I would never do that." You know. So I think about a fan base, you know, who deserves the best. You look at the Dodgers, and I hate to bring it up. They have a atmosphere of be yourself, be you, tell your story, right? We're the Yankees. You're the Yankees. Be that. Tell your story through your spikes, through your hair, through your beard, or whatever it may be. And I applaud Hal for, you know, not making it about him. Again, his dad, who has created a monster, an epic franchise, maybe the most historic franchise in all of sports history, right? You can argue it. It's the Yankees. But I applaud him for, you know, updating and staying, you know, with what's going on right now and trying to give your organization the best chance possible to win. And this is him doing a move that it may seem small, it may seem crazy to some fans, but this is a part of how going, if we want to get Vladdy, you know what, Vladdy, we are going to sign you and you're going to keep that beard. Keep it lined up, keep it nice, keep it tight. Do you, buddy? Right? Why not?
I laugh about Vladdy. He could be a Met. He could stay in Toronto. But now it's open for him to potentially be a Yankee with that beard. It's a long time coming for this. And, Cam, you said something about the guys, aura, moxie, swag. Like, you know, you look good, you play good, you play good, you are good. You are good, they pay good. You know, it's deeper than that as well, because what I was saying earlier is these guys leave with that shaved beard. They go home like that, right? I just saw the trailer for the Red Sox Netflix series, and Tristan Casas is talking about how vulnerable you feel out there on the field because baseball is a sport of failure, right? So you got to go out there and fail, get booed, get mocked, have somebody throwing 100 miles an hour by you, you boot a ground ball, and you look in the mirror when you go home at night and you're like, I wish I had my beard. That's done. That's done.
Man. 100%, it's real, and I love the day and time that we're in, man. I've seen a lot of different eras, a lot of different decades, a lot of generations. I played in three different generations, and I love it. And I was a young guy that came in to be quiet, be seen, not be heard. If you're hurt, don't show up to the training room. Figure it out at home in the house. Do your treatment at home. You better not been at, you know. And I love the evolution of the game, and I think this is a part of it. And I appreciate where we are. And those are great points. It's big. And let's talk about this, too. Like, just for example, Keith, how many times have we seen guys, great players, leading Yankees? What is the first thing they do?
Grow that beard out. Gleyber Torres, that's done now, too.
I know it sounds stupid. First thing they do, grow that beard out.
No, it's freedom. I'm free to do what I want.
I'm saying, bro, you got to, again, embracing it. So, again, you know what I think, too? I think the majority of the fans, the majority of the fans are going to appreciate it. And I tell you, you know, you out there with the creatures. You look around, bro. How many creatures are clean shaved, bro?
None. Stop a lot playing. Of them are old. A lot of them have gray beards.
You feel me? Great salt and pepper shawties. You feel me? Like, come on, man. Like, I think we're at a time and era where I think little things go very far. It's going to create an extra type of buzz. I'm telling you, I'm excited. I know there are a lot of people who won't like it. And again, it's still an option. If you want to keep it going, keep it going. There are going to be a few guys who like it. Listen, right now, I'm talking to you right now. My barber just got me right this past Wednesday. I'm clean shaving. Yay, I told my homeboy, like I'm on the Yankees 2005. Clean shave. I like it. I don't want. But certain guys. I think, listen, Devin Williams, watch how he goes out and shoves now.
Hey,
I'm telling you.
Yeah, you know what I said? You know what I said? I said they saw that airbender pitch, and they're like, wait, how? I was like, this guy's going to be a free agent at the end of the year. Devin Williams is going to be the guy that we remember. Like, he came in. He didn't make a fuss about it. I just met Devin. He's humble. He's quiet as kept. He wasn't going to push back. He wasn't going to say a word. He just fell in line. But you know what? The whole baseball world saw him for the first time without a beard. And they're like, yo, that's D-Train. That's the airbender. What are they doing to him? That's not
what
right.
What are they doing to him? Hey, Carlos Rodon, get you some swag, my boy. Get you a little aura. Go ahead.
Rodon, get back to your actual form that we signed you in and thought we were getting.
I'm just saying. I'm pulling up right now. I'm looking at ball. I'm looking at White Sox. I'm looking at Giant. Bring your little beard back. Now we're going to clean it up. Jordan, hey, our barber, we got the best barber in the game. Jordan's going to get it right.
This is New York. Cam, that's another thing.
Keep it tight.
Shout out to Jordan MVP Barber, Davey Cutts. I text Davey to see if Davey could come on because I think he's down there in Tampa. But, like, I just saw a clip of Willie Adames talking about, like, yo, they're in New York, right? Like, part of the culture in New York, we got a barbershop on every other block. Guys get out of the chair feeling like $1 million to go to Yankee Stadium and flex on the weekend. The players can't look how they want to look.
Come on, baby. Hey, the boys are heading in the right direction. I'm gonna tell you that right now. It's that Goldschmidt out there smacking stuff. Can I switch subjects real quick?
Yes, sir.
Cody Bellinger out there on his toes gliding. I'm gonna tell you something as a center fielder. Look, I want to give a little few nuggets. Cody Bellinger, I know a game when it's spring training. But something about being in those pinstripes, right? The uniform that his dad once donned, he got a different type of. I'm telling you, I'm watching. I've been out there. He has a different type of look in his eye. He got a little gleam to him. You know what I'm saying? Bro. He's gliding the stuff.
Seeing him go catch everything today, Cam. I was actually talking about Dominguez being in center field and him going to left. I shut up today after seeing him go make plays, cut off the right fielder, go make a play, get the ball, throw a runner out at second. I'm like, wait, Cody Bellinger is here. Like, there is no other center fielder.
I watched Curtis Granderson. You want to get better? Go get extra work in left field. I don't want to hear nothing about Dominguez. You want to get better on defense? Go get extra work on defense. His bat is going to be just fine. Cody Bellinger I watched him today, and I'm a center fielder, and I'm watching this guy's jumps, his reads, his communication. It's actually special that he can go play first base if you need him to, but the way he was gliding around and striding, like, that's what a center fielder, he was playing it like a center fielder, man. Like, I'm being real, like, yeah, you know what, Dominguez, you're going to play some left. If Cody's off his feet, we can play center, but Cody Bellinger is your center fielder. That's your center field.
Good.
The outfield was set today. Cody Bellinger is center. Judge is going to be right. Dominguez, you will figure out how to play left. You're too athletic to not. You're too young and athletic. If you want to get better, get reps out there when we go home to the Bronx. Figure it out.
Even with Goldie, man, I know you hear everybody talking about who's going to play third base, DJ LeMahieu, Oswald Peraza, Cabrera. When I saw Goldie smack that first pitch that he connected on off the wall, he went and golfed it out. I'm like, wait, this is Paul Goldschmidt. If he is like 75% of what I know Paul Goldschmidt to be, I'm not as worried about the lineup as I am on paper.
The good Lord put a few people here to do a few things, right? Certain people are meant. Paul Goldschmidt, he's going to be able to hit a baseball, so he's 40 years old. You know what he needs? You know what Paul Goldschmidt needs? You know what he needs? Paul Goldschmidt needs a fan base that's going to hold him accountable. I don't give a damn how old you are. You better get it done. But guess what? It's going to bring out the best Paul Goldschmidt that we could get. Like, that's what you need. You need guys like Paul Goldschmidt around Aaron Judge, you know, guys like, I'm going to be real with you, you know, Aaron Boone. Shout out Aaron Boone. Kudos. Good. Shout out to the Yankees. I've been in the trenches. He's a leader of men. I know sometimes the fans don't get the you know,
speak
the
on
answer.
It. Speak on it.
They don't. Sometimes the fans don't get the politically correct answer that they want to hear. Aaron Boone is a leader of men. Pat Murphy, certain guys, when I wake up before I brush my teeth, thank the good Lord for waking me up. I can't wait to go play for Aaron Boone. Like, he's a leader of men. So again, kudos for the Yankees seeing that and not getting caught up in the media. Listen, when the last time they've been to the World Series? I'll wait.
Last time they won?
No, when they've been there. Aaron Boone. We back.
Yeah, 114 days ago.
We back.
They can get right back in this American League.
And Aaron Boone is the type of guy, as a player, I don't give a damn what the media says. He's a guy, you know, he believes in me. The communication is right. He's going to set me up for success. Right now, the Yankees, I don't give a damn if it's DJ LeMahieu, you know, Cabrera. It doesn't matter. Now they have depth, right? And Aaron Boone, this is going to be your opportunity. Lefties, righties, whatever it may be, starring your role. Now it's up to those guys to do what they do well. Starring your role when you got to face the lefties. Starring your role when you're going to be the pinch hitter, right? That's a different conversation, right? Now that's on the player. That ain't on Aaron Boone. But what they have right now, people can say what they want. I love what they have. The depth, the arms. I'm telling you, it was fun to watch. It was fun to watch. Today was a good day for Yankees, for Yankees fans and Yankees organization. It was fun to watch.
Oh, yeah. I came in here with the pinstripe hat on, my World Series jacket. I got pinstripe socks on right now. I was like, yo, this was a Yankee day. The way I woke up, people were blowing up my phone like I had a meeting with Hal. I was like, hey, all I did was do my little part on air. I'm glad that I'm living in this time where the Yankees actually said, yeah, we can pull back on that policy. We've changed enough, right, Cam? Like, they have a patch on the pinstripes on the arm. They have a judge's chambers built in section 103, 104, right? They got the Nike swoosh over the pinstripes. old timers day. The old timers don't even play anymore. Like, things have changed.
Exactly. Exactly. And you know what they have, too? They have death. Who was the... real quick, who was the lefty that threw today? Big, tall, nasty. Twins? Is it Brubaker? Who was it?
JT Brubaker was out there for a little bit,
no,
but then...
No, it was a Hedrick.
Yeah, I saw him late, too. Oh, that's the thing. We're goodness. In spring now. We're about to see, for real. One of the things I was most excited about is their pitching depth.
Yankees fans, Brent Hedrick. Boy, I'm telling you, another one. I know we thinking about Tim Hill. I think about pieces. It takes 40 men throughout the season. Listen, I know. I get it. The Dodgers, they got it. They built the juggernaut. But the Yankees, cash, those guys deserve a lot of credit. I'm telling you. I know a lot of people are mad. Why did we do this and why did we do that? As a player who's been in the trenches, one thing there's no stat for, Keith, is character. They put a lot of the right pieces in place, man. I'm telling you. So,
hey, before I let you go, you said something. I got to ask you this question. This is for the Mets fans, right? Because, you know, when you talk about the characters, the clubhouse is something. It's important. And, you know, we had one of the greatest characters in the sport in the clubhouse in Juan Soto. His shuffle, his antics, his flair for the dramatic. But he's gone now, and there's a lot of people. You know, when the Yankees got to Tampa, all the media could ask each one of them is, what are you going to do without Juan Soto? Or even the pitchers, what happens when you face Juan Soto? What are the Mets getting now with Juan Soto paired with Francisco Lindor and Pete Alonso and Mark Vientos and the run that they went on last year now adding one of the best players in the sport?
Well, you know, I tweeted this and I've been killed for my tweets. And I said this prior to Juan Soto. It might have been prior to, it might have been him signing. I don't know. Whenever it happened. Again, my experience, the Mets culture, prior to him signing, it just seems like the fit, a better fit, if that makes any sense, right? And I don't want to really, this could, we have more time.
We already been talking about it tonight.
You speak about the Latin players.
There's more Latin players over there, Latin manager. Like, better fit, you've been in the Yankee pantheon. They got a ton of greats. Juan Soto views himself as the greatest of all time. He's got a better shot of going down as one of the greatest, if not the greatest Met, if he can go over there in the next 15 years and deliver championships.
And not even that. He can go down as one of the greatest Yankees, but I think the atmosphere, what the history of the Mets have been, right? Oh, I go back to when I was playing Omar Minaya, right? It was just, the whole team was Spanish, right? The whole team was Latin, which is great, right? And I think, like, even now, you still have held on to that, and I kept that culture, and I love it, right? And I think it makes it fun. And I think when I look at Juan Soto's personality, again, to me, I know the money is one thing, Keith, but I just always have felt like that atmosphere fit Juan Soto. It has nothing to do with Juan. Aaron Judge, you talk about Lindor, you talk about, you know, Castro. So many people that you just named, like, it seemed like that's what he would rather be around, right? Prior to the beard rule, little things, right? A lot less, you know, a lot more loose,
yes.
You could say.
Less buttoned up, right? Less corporate, less rules, really.
So to me, it seemed like it fit. So I think it's a great fit. They're getting a guy who I think is, you know, my whole thing, and I always say it, and I'll throw it out there, hurt or injured, Juan. You sign his deal, $800 million. I don't want to hear no, man.
Oh, he's going to post.
So that's the thing now. Well, the deal is great, but you got to post, bro. So I think they're getting the guy that they deserve. I think he actually ended up in the place that he was supposed to be in. I think the Yankees are actually better off. I think the Mets are better off. So I think it worked out on both sides, right?
There are arguments on both sides. Judge needs to be in right field. The Yankees did not need to tie up $760 million in one player that can't play defense everywhere when, you know, the defense is what failed them in their finest hour.
Before MLB Network let me go, they killed me. I'm like, no, Harold. I'm like, Aaron Judge is a right fielder. I don't care what he tells you. That's what he's saying, all the right things. Aaron Judge, your best Aaron, and even think about this, Aaron Judge is the MVP. Your best Aaron Judge is in right field. Like, still, that's scary. Think about how scary that is. I stand on it.
The cannon. I can't wait till he's throwing people out again.
I play center field to where they used to ask me, what position you play? I play center field. Oh, you play outfield? No, I play center field. And it got to a point where I was like, no, actually, I play outfield. Where do you want me now? Because center field's hard on your body. I'm good. I'll gladly go play left or right. Aaron Judge is the best. Aaron Judge is in right field. Cody Bellinger in center. Boy, Dominguez in left. That's, boy, all of a sudden now, too, the right pieces around them, Goldschmidt, Bellinger, it all worked out. Everybody went with it. Juan Soto went where he was supposed to go. Goldschmidt went where he was supposed to go this year. I'm telling you, I cannot wait to watch baseball this season, Keith. I'm hyped. So if you need me, holler at me. I cannot wait. We can talk about it all year, brother.
Cam, you're the man. I appreciate you, bro. Enjoy the rest of your Friday night. You killed it as always.
Hey, man, you too. Keep doing what you're doing, bro. Keep paving the way. Keep inspiring, bro. Killing it.
Will do. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Cameron Maven. I don't have to tell you anything else. You just heard everything from the guy right there. A great spot. Just did me a big favor coming on The Fan to let you know about being a Yankee and the facial hair policy and sharing his experience. Like, how dope is it? He's talking about Don Mattingly as his manager, telling him, like, hey, we need you to cut your hair. And Donnie went through that with George, and then, you know, even giving you some nuggets on Judge and Soto. And I mean,
he's got a
ton of baseball knowledge. He's lived it. He's talking it now. He's great. He's one of a kind, man. And the little southern accent on all of it makes it that much better.
Little southern twang. And on top of that, he agreed with me about Vladdy. He agreed with me, and look on your face.
I don't like Vladdy, bro. I don't want him. I never wanted him over here.
See, that's not wanting him is separate than they did this for the future.
Just in case. Just in case it shakes out where, I don't know.
Just in case.
Pete opts in.
Vladdy has three offers.
Mets can have both.
Right. Vladdy has three offers at like $400 million each, and now he doesn't have to worry about shaving his beard because the Yankees don't worry about it anymore. That's all it comes down to.
I mean, that was great. Now, I mean, we have a full rack of calls, over 1,200 people watching live. Cameron Maven just crushed it.
Your official home to talk New York sports is WFAN. Call us anytime at 888-808-1019. The Fan, 1019 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
I got five on it as far as the next 5 minutes until we got a break and go to the update. So I said I wanted to get to the phones. Let's get to it, man. Derek is in Binghamton. Derek, you're on.
Hey, Keith, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We've had a few exchanges on X before, Captain Dirk. I appreciate what you've done coming from Yankees Twitter all the way to WFAN. It's pretty cool. I got a few things to say. First of all, I can't even listen to a sports podcast anymore without being 5 minutes in and being angry because of the Yankees' third base situation, because they don't want to get over the $110 million luxury tax threshold. Today made me even more mad. Today is a complete denigration of Yankees tradition. It started with New Era logo on the caps in 2017. Then it was a Nike swoosh on the front of the jersey in 2020. Today, 2023, it was a star insurance patch. Ridiculous. And today, it's the complete rejection of Yankee tradition. Next, it'll be names on the back of the jerseys. Next, it'll be star insurance at Yankee Stadium Field. It's gotten completely ridiculous. Don't even get me started about the ugly City Connect jerseys that you know and I know are going to come. I've had enough with this stuff. It's ridiculous. If a player wants to play for the New York Yankees, they should respect the tradition. The New York Yankees should offer them more than any other team because Hal Steinbrenner is spending less of revenue received than George did back in the 2000s. So I'm done. I haven't, you know, I listen to the podcast now. 5 minutes in, I get angry because DJ LeMahieu is going to have a 500 OPS in May, and they won't trade for anybody who's better at the trade deadline because of luxury tax issues. I've had enough.
So what are you about to do? You about to watch the WNBA instead? What are you about to do instead? What's the alternative?
Maybe I'll be the San Diego Padres fan because they're a lot more fun. Have a good night, Keith.
I mean, it's happened all across baseball. What are you talking about? You'll be a Padres fan? Why would you want to be a Padres fan? What if they won? They've got some players. They've spent some money, too. See, Yankee fans just want to be mad on a Friday night at damn near 11 o'clock. He can't listen to his podcast because of DJ LeMahieu. DJ LeMahieu's not guaranteed to start. And all of that stuff you named is business, brother. New Era is a company. They make the hats. They're going to put their logo on the hat. That gets negotiated in the contract when they say, yeah, we're making the hats. Nike makes the jerseys. That gets negotiated in the contract that they're going to put that swoosh on it. Every team. Every team, not just the Yankees. The Yankees are not above teams. That was part of my thesis last week. You don't win like you used to. You don't dominate like you used to. You're not better than the rest of these teams. You don't have a World Series more recently than a bunch of these teams to act that way. Star insurance patch? That's business. They're getting money. I think that's a $25 million deal for that. The Yankees are getting $15 million from the Tampa Bay Rays to use their new facility. It's business. They're not doing that to spite you. They're not doing that to piss you off. They're not doing that to make you mad. They're doing that to make money. Eric is in Yonkers on the fan before we go to break. You got it, Eric.
Hey, Keith, how are you? Long time no talk. Anyway, the reason why I called is I was born on 146th Street in the Bronx. My father used to take me, listen to this, walk to Yankee Stadium, 161st Street, which wasn't a big walk, you know. I mean, it was, you know, probably a little mile, less than a mile or whatever. And we used to go to the bleachers, 50 cents, 50 cents. It's unbelievable, 50 cents. How much does the bleachers cost now?
$2,000 in the World Series.
No, come on.
Yes, $2,000 for the World Series.
You got to be kidding me.
That's where
anyway,
we are.
The reason why I called is unbelievable. Who would you, I know we lost to the Dodgers in the World Series. And let me ask you a question. Who would you rather face? Would you rather face the Dodgers next year or the Mets next year?
The Dodgers. I said the same thing a couple months ago when Mets fans were proclaiming we were heading towards a Subway Series. I said, give me the Dodgers. I'm good. I did the Subway Series when I was in like the fourth, fifth grade. Give me the Dodgers. The Dodgers was always the dream. It turned into a nightmare, but I want it again. I want another crack at it. Thanks for the call. 888-808-1019. My last hour coming up. You know what we do. Open mic time. KM to AM returns right after this.